Good morning. You're on the air with me. What would you like to talk about?
Well, my favorite destination could be Olympia, Washington, but it depends whether we go back into special session this year. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. I recognize that voice. That would be Senator Jeff Wilson of the 19th District, which is pretty much everything west of I-5 out to the ocean. So special session coming up.
Yes, and as you know, it will be the first special session that I've had the ability to partake in since representing the 19th District. And this session has a lot at stake, as you already know, and sure discussed on your show. But what's at stake is legislation that we had 105 days already of an opportunity to fix, known as the Blake decision. So I'm really hoping that this special session will in fact be a short session.
Yeah. And the Blake decision is the Supreme Court ruling which said if the police are going to arrest somebody for possessing drugs, hard drugs, anything you can imagine, that they have to have knowingly possessed it. And since our law didn't say you had to knowingly possess it, the Supreme Court said that law is invalid. It's too vague. It's unconstitutional, whatever the court does. But the requirement, they could have solved it by simply adding the word knowingly to the statute. But instead, the Democrat majority in Olympia wanted to take the opportunity to move into new, exciting ground of decriminalizing, because clearly drug laws are racist or some sort of social injustice that's imposed on people selectively. And so they did adopt a strange short fix. Now, how is it that this law goes away? I mean, what's pressuring them to do this special session?
Well, in 2021, when we originally addressed that Blake decision, we somewhat there was a time-scripted part in the bill that said it expires in July of 2023, which, of course, is just a few months away now. So, in effect, the current Blake decision, we call it, really treats Schedule One drugs as just a misdemeanor. However, on July 1st, that will go away. So in a sense, there will not be any laws on the books that deal to knowingly possess or unknowingly in July. And this is for the wide array of Schedule One drugs. So we're not talking about something that's already been legalized, which is cannabis in Washington State. This would apply to methamphetamine, cocaine, fentanyl, heroin. And we already know this, Jamie, that this has become the number one killer in Washington State since 2021, which is drug overdose. So we must fix this between now and July 1st, or there will be nothing on a statewide basis. But that may be an opportunity for local governments to step in and to place their own ordinances or, in a sense, laws on their books as they see fit. So really, I know that many counties around us are scrambling to get their own rules and laws put on the books or ready to apply if the legislature cannot agree to a fix by July 1st.
Well, in the original, the fix that was adopted in 21, it is a little telling that they put a sunset clause on it. It's almost like they didn't have confidence that it was the right solution, and so they made it sunset, or they had to negotiate and say, well, we'll take another, if you're right, we'll take another look and we'll be able to tighten things up that are messed up. But obviously, as you mentioned, there've been 105 days and they hadn't actually addressed it during the session, and public safety should be job one of the government.
Absolutely, and I am proud to say there was a very good bill called Senate Bill 5536 that came out of the Senate that did pass, and that was sent over to the House, and thus really the rest of the story is on sunny day, the last day of the 105-day session. The House could not agree on it, and with the majority Democrats, they were essentially able to say no to that bill that the Senate had produced that would have added some consequences and some accountability. But all in all, now we're racing towards a deadline And I'm hoping that we can somewhat fix it readily.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, I do have faith that those towns and counties and cities that do want to have, say, some form of consequences for drug use, drug possession, drug paraphernalia, and all of the so-called accessories of schedule and drug use, that will be left up maybe to local jurisdiction. And in some ways, maybe that would be somewhat of an opportunity, because we do know that there are some communities in our state that do support decriminalization of mm-hmm. Schedule One or hard drugs. However, the 19th Legislative District, I think, can rest assured that we do want consequences for drug use, and most importantly, Jamie, drug abuse.
Right.
And because we need to intervene with people and have a chance for treatment and recovery, and you don't do that when you don't have any ability to step in front of somebody and say, this is not okay.
And there are serious consequences if you don't cooperate. Like we have a very active drug court in Lewis County, which uses the sort of the carrot stick approach. Listen, there are going to be some consequences. However, we can put that on the back burner if you want to cooperate with some, you know, real proven steps that will make a difference in your life. And without the penalty of the crime, you can't require anybody to cooperate with anything.
Well, I think that we need to do this. We know the result of our failed attempt in 2021
right.
to put some on the books about the Blake decision. And we know this because we now have the data.
Right.
2021, 2022, and it's a very serious killer now. It is the number one cause of death in Washington State are drug overdoses. And I'll offer up that I don't believe at this point that we can handle our drugs, and we've met our match
mm-hmm.
with super drugs like fentanyl, where people are dying at a record pace in King County, as many as 30 people per week. Per week die just from a drug overdose. And this says we must act. And if we don't, we certainly know that there will be many more unnecessary deaths that we could bury the responsibility of knowing that we can help prevent those.
Yeah.
Pray tell that we're going to get to work here very soon on the 16th. Make it quick.
So the governor has called that session, and that is on the 16th?
The 16th of May.
And is there any chance that they're going to take up anything other than this bill? I mean, generally there are a 30-day block of time that's allocated for a special session when the governor calls it, and there's no rules technically.
Well, under those rules, because the governor calls it a session, not the legislature, there can be other topics of discussion. Now, that will be negotiated by all four corners of the leadership of the minority and majority party. So most likely, due to the time sensitivity and July 1st coming quickly, I would expect that it will be agreed upon to be limited to just one topic,
yeah.
which is addressing the Blake decision.
That makes sense. I can't see the Democrats being excited about having 30 days of discussion on public safety. It's just not a strong subject for them. And it's their own far left wing, which is opposing any restoration of penalties for these things. So it's a strange coalition that is not satisfied with the current laws. You got the far left that says, you know, these are racist laws that are oppressing, hurting people. And then you've got the folks who want to go back to the way it was. Let's give the police the tools they need to intervene. And then you've got this middle, which is like, can we find some middle ground or whatever? So it will be interesting to see how that turns out.
Well, I'm hoping that we do our job now within a reasonable amount of time. It's not as if we didn't know
right.
That this was a responsibility going in. And, you know, as a politician and as the senator for the 19th district, I'm always willing and look forward to compromising and to doing what's best for all of our communities, not just the 19th district, but, of course, the whole state as an entire unit. But
right.
we do know that we have to do something. I do not support and cannot support that we use the status quo or, more importantly, decriminalize the use of these drugs, because knowing that, we do know that the overdose deaths, unnecessary, preventable, mm-hmm. will continue to climb.